this. What you doing out of school?
This scene deals with the subject many fathers find so difficult: wet dreams and the explanation of physical intercourse in the marriage unit. The boy might be as young as 9 or as old as 14, and his age should govern the amount of detail given. As in the previous record, the comradeship between father and son is obvious. They share little man-to-man confidences, and the years have seen many small talks between them. Notice particularly 3 points in this recording. First, the unabashed normal use of such technical terms as penis and sperm. These flatter a boy's sense of responsibility. Next, the coupling of sex information with instruction on purity. Virtue is described not as something for sissies, but as a protecting armor the strong man throws around the God-given creative. Finally, the groping of the father for the right words. The occasional touches of humor. The natural approach that is true to life.
A good boxer never leads with his right. Here, let's try it again. Don't leave yourself open.
Okay, Daddy. How's that?
Golly, time out.
Golly, Dad, did I hurt you?
No, but I don't like that left hook of yours poking me where my waistline used to be. Yeah, I guess you're getting too fast for your old man to spar with anymore.
Aw, sissy, come on, Dad. Let's grab a Coke out of the icebox.
That's a good idea. Let's take me to your room, I'll say, huh?
Oh, sure, why not?
You know, your mother would give me the devil if she were home and saw me horsing around with you this way.
Yeah, she says you're getting too old for sparring.
Too old? My age? Imagine.
Come on in, Dad. Have a chair.
Yeah, thanks.
No, take the easy chair, Dad.
Now, listen, young fella, I'm not that old.
Here you are, Dad. This'll make you feel better.
It's good. You know, Bob, you're getting to be a pretty big fella. Yes, sir, maybe... This is a good idea. Chance for us to have a little talk.
Why, sure, Dad. What's cooking?
You mind if I smoke in your room?
Oh, I know, Dad. Go ahead.
Thanks. Your mother will probably have a fit. She just has the Christmas boy. Remember the last time we talked about this old body of ours, Bob?
Yeah, I remember, Dad.
Yeah. Remember I told you that when two people get married, one person...
I remember you saying that, Dad. Well, I have sort of wondered about it a couple times since.
Don't let that worry you. You didn't learn algebra in fourth grade grammar school, did you? Mm-hmm. Now that you've started experimenting with my electric razor. Well, maybe you're ready for the next grade.
Well, sure, Dad. I'm all ears. Oh, here's a match. Your pipe's gone out again.
Right. Well, to begin with, you ought to know the planning quite a lot. No, every family has its own set of names, and you youngsters had the most original ones I ever heard. But when a doctor speaks of the male organ, he calls it a penis.
Yeah, I know that already, Dad.
This organ is one of the most wonderful examples we have of how carefully God planned everything for a particular purpose.
I don't get you.
Well, when a man and a woman are married, Bob, they love each other very much. And in showing their love, their instinct is to embrace each other as if to try to become the one person. So closely has God connected our emotions with our bodies that this embrace by the husband and wife allows each a great desire for physical oneness. And that's exactly the way God planned it. For the penis of the husband actually passes within his wife's body.
Is that what happens when you get married?
That's right. When the penis ejects a fluid which contains the seed, the sperm, as the doctor calls it.
Is that the seed that helps make a new baby?
I think you understand it now. All of those changes in our bodies, the boy and man, well, they don't happen overnight. Some of them are going on inside you right this minute.
Golly, Dad, what changes? You mean the electric razor?
No. And don't let me catch a monkey with mine for another couple of years yet. No, Bob. What I'm talking about now is the sperm, you see? It's formed in two little sacs beneath the penis, which we call the testicles. One of these nights, not very long, we find that something passes on the
Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no, sir. It's not at all wrong. Now, it's true that we waste the seed deliberately. To do anything knowingly to make it come is a very grave sin. Well, like one of his raw materials. But wet dreams, as we call them, are very different. You see, the body manufactures them. When the supply becomes too great, as it does sometimes, nature opens a sort of a safety valve when you sleep. This is all.
Gee, our bodies are complicated, aren't they, Dad?
More complicated than this dynamo ever built.
Oh, but Dad, why do fellas get these feelings before they get married?
That's a good question, Bob. To begin with, this business of propagating the human race. In spite of modern medicine, childbirth still means a certain amount of pain. But father, well, you'll find out what it's like to buy groceries for a trimester.
You mean that maybe some people might not want to have children otherwise?
Something like that. So, in order to make sure this old world would be populated, God made the desire of man for woman one of the strongest of all human instincts. So that we'd be sure to get our vitamins.
You figured everything out.
Sure did. Now, the important thing. This feeling of desire, like our appetite for food, Bob, was instituted for its own special purpose in God's scheme of things. You know what happens. Cake, Coke, and then spot.
Sure, I get a stomachache.
You bet. Well, it's the same way with desire. Men begin to feel it occasionally. I did, as a boy. You will too. But always remember this, son. Whenever you feel the stirrings of desire within you, just remember that God is getting your body ready for the great calling of fatherhood. So, guard that desire, something. Keep it unspoiled for the fall or someday it'll be over.
If
you have any questions, come and tell me about it. And now, about any of those thoughts you were talking about, when they come, and they will so often, remember that you can always knock them kicking with a simple 1-2 punch, a quick little prayer, and then some work. Any work or sport, as long as it's hard. Sneak that little curve past me the way you did last Saturday.
Oh, go on, that's easy. You couldn't hit that curve if it was a basketball.
Wait, you fresh young turkey. Think anyone else would want to travel in a wheelchair. Ouch. It was a compound attack of mine.
Come on.
And for help get from the tree, 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 Friend P. Came out in August, and after you left, I met someone. He put me onto something we could bring off beautiful. A cinch, the perfect score. It's a sure thing. Am depending on you. Love, Dick. P.S. We'll meet your boss November the 14th. M Day. M for money, honey.
I'm at the bus terminal. Well, I'm waiting for Willie J. Something hold up his parole? I was supposed to meet him right here.
Thanks. Already broke the parole by quitting your job. You'll break it again if you step into Kansas. Whatever you do, don't cross that river into Kansas.
Can you tell me where he went? Please, Jim, it's very important. Maybe the most important thing in my life.
Ever see a millionaire fry in the electric chair? Hell no. There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich and one for the poor.
That was stupid. Stealing a lousy pack of razor blades. To prove what?
Everybody steals something sometime. It's the national pastime, baby. Stealing and cheating. If they caught every cheating wife and tax chiseler, the whole country would be behind prison walls.
Her life is worth $40,000.
Why'd you kill him?
No special reason, just the hell of it.
That's the best reason of all.
It's too late.
Money, then why? Okay, boy. Take a good look. The last living thing you're ever gonna see.
Please stop!
Pick on any crowded street.
We cross this bridge, we're in Mexico. Free, clear, and safe.
Fabulous Mexico.
Never turn down a soldier. This might get the boy home for Christmas.
Lucky break.
Practically a goddamn miracle.
Shooter.
Deuces, trays, and 12s. Mr. Snake Eyes himself.
If we put this fiber on the line, and if we let it ride, and if we make only 10 passes, we'd have over 5,000 bucks. How about it, honey? I feel real lucky tonight.
Three mistakes. Number one, you left a witness, a living witness, who testify in court.
There ain't any living witness. Can't be. Nobody can pin any murder on me.
Honest?
Real brass. Oh, I knew if we got caught. If he dropped his guts, he'd tell about that guy in Vegas. I never killed anybody. Not before that night.
What happens now?
They wait to die.
I wonder how many others are waiting in other prisons.
About 200.
How much does he get paid to hang him?
$300 a man.
Has he got a name?
We the People.
Harry? I think maybe I'd like to apologize. But who to?
Thank you.
Michael.
Thank you.
don't all have, like, the White Album in our CD players.
I mean, we're following the same painful procedure that George Martin himself used.
Right, except compressed into
the meaningless time frame that we have.
Huh? We sampled some of the principal text elements and little musical bits. And then, I found that some of the sound effects discs that we have, which are these crappy, and they're not always crappy, but where they dumped some old vinyl set onto the CD, is exactly the same sound effects that they used when they made that piece. The giggling women and the some of the bomb sounds. It's really the same. You can borrow Tower Records.
Hey, technology.
I lost my
I was done with a 4-track recording.
It is the same. Right? When you know your sound effects, you become.
Are we jamming?
14 or 10.
This is a jam.
I think so.
This is blues and F.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is blues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weinstein, David Shea. Thanks for coming.
Watch us on Arsenio.